Welcome to this message from the pulpit of West Main Baptist Church in Alexandria, Tennessee. This message is by Pastor Ben Simpson. To find out more about our church and its ministries, visit us on the web at westmainbaptist.com. Now may the Lord bless you in the hearing of His holy word.
Have y'all ever had to stop and ask for directions? I'm sure we all have, every one of us, but I bet some of you, you didn't want to. I mean, for some reason, it just kills our male souls to ask somebody for directions. In fact, a little boy once asked his mommy why Moses wandered in the desert for 40 years. And his mother, with great wit, replied back to him, "Well, honey, because even back then, a man would not stop and ask for directions." But sometimes when you don't know where you're going and how to get there, you just have to ask. You know, one of the big differences that I've seen when asking for directions is that people giving directions, they usually fall into one of two categories. One, they either give directions based on landmarks and never tell you the names of the roads, or they fall into the second camp and they give you the name of the roads and they never tell you the landmarks. I mean, so the quality of the directions you get, it depends on who you ask. They might say something like, "Well, go up yonder about a half mile and take a right just past that old country store and go about 3 miles and turn left." Or wait, no. Is it right? No, it's left. And when you see that big old wagon wheel that's been turned into a mailbox, look for the next road on your right. I believe that it's Hog's Breath Holler Road, I think. Now listen, if you pass that John Deere green water tower, then you've went too far. Go a mile or two, and it'll be right there on your right. You can't miss it. And you know, that's what they always say. You know, every time you give directions, it's, you can't miss it. Now, in today's text, Jesus proves that He is a master direction giver. You see, He declares in Matthew 13 that He's only going to be with the disciples for a little while longer. And He says that that where He's going, they cannot come. And Peter says, "Jesus, where are you going?" And Jesus responds, "I'm going to a place where you cannot follow me now, but you will one day." And sensing their confusion and disappointment, Jesus says these words in John 14, 1 through 4. He says, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I'm going." You see, Jesus assumes that they know where He's talking about and the directions on how to get there. He assumes that. But Thomas speaks up. Look in verse 5. Notice what Thomas says. John 14, verse 5. "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How do we know the way?" In other words, how do we get there, Jesus? And Jesus is about to lay some directions on them. They are directions that you and I and every person should heed ourselves. Look at verse 6. John 14, verse 6. "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." Thomas, you want to know the way? You're looking at Him. Now, in this series, we've seen that Jesus is God, that Jesus is the bread of life, that Jesus is the light of the world, that Jesus is the door of the sheep, that Jesus is the good shepherd, that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And today, Jesus has given us directions to heaven where the Father is. And He says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." This morning, I want to point out to you just two simple truths this morning. But each one, listen to me, church, each point is massively important. First, I want you to understand that Jesus is the only way to the Father. I can't be more simple than that. It can't get any simpler, right? I mean, Jesus is the only way to the Father. He's the only option we have. Now, for most places, there are multiple routes to get you there. I mean, Let's take Murfreesboro, for instance. To get from here to Murfreesboro, most of us would probably go east on US 70 to Tennessee 96. But some of us would go west on US 70 to Tennessee 265 and then go south on US 231. Still others of us, we would take I-40 to Tennessee 840, right? And so there are a combination of ways to get to Murfreesboro. But notice the exclusivity of the way to heaven here. Jesus says, I am the way. No one enters into heaven but through me. Now listen to me closely. Technically, there are two ways to heaven. There are. There are technically two ways. One way is to just earn it. Just be perfect, always perfect, and live your entire life without sin. That's it. That's all you have to do. Unfortunately, that way has a huge road closed sign on it. That way is impassable to us. You see, we've already blown it. We've already strapped dynamite to the crucial bridge along the roadway and blew it to pieces. Actually, you blew it long before you ever knew you blew it. You see, you were born with this way blown. Adam, your first father, blew it for you. And when he sinned, we all sinned by inheriting his guilt. You and I and every human is conceived in guilt. You see, we often look at our babies and say, oh, look how innocent he is. Look how innocent she is. And from a human standpoint, let me say they are. But from God's standpoint, church, they are not. They are conceived in guilt and later add on their own guilt. Friend, listen to me. I fully believe the Bible teaches that every child who dies before they come to an age of an accountability or a moment of accountability, which I believe is somewhere between 8 and 12 years old for most children, every one of those precious children will go straight to heaven. Straight to heaven. But it will not be because they are innocent. It'll be because God is gracious and merciful and will not hold their sin or Adam's sin against them, though they are guilty. You see, God in His grace, due to these children's physical, developmental inability to understand the glory of God and the gospel, and the inability to exercise faith, He imputes their sin to Jesus and imputes Jesus' righteousness to them. You see, friend, there'll be no person in heaven because of their own sinlessness besides Jesus Christ. He'll be the only one in heaven who was sinless. All of us, every person who will be in heaven will be there by Jesus' sinlessness and by Jesus' blood. All right? And so one way to heaven, there are technically two ways to heaven, and one way to get to heaven is just to earn it. But that road's closed to every one of us by sin. It's no longer an option for us. Therefore, if you and I are going to get to heaven, we must go the second way, which is Jesus. That's why Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We must turn from sin and turn from self and turn to Jesus in faith and love. You see, the road of self-righteousness is closed, but oh dear ones, the road of Jesus Christ, the road of Jesus' righteousness is open to everyone. He earned heaven for himself and for every person who will believe on him. And so we must cast all of our hopes on Jesus, who is the way and the truth and the life. Speaking of Jesus, Peter tells us in Acts 4:12, he says this, and there is salvation in no one else. For there's no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. Speaking of Jesus, Paul tells us in Romans 10, 11, 12, and 13. Romans chapter 10, verses 11 through 13. For the scripture says, Whoever believes in Him, that's Jesus, will not be disappointed. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches for all who call on Him. For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Jesus is the way, the only way to heaven. Jesus is the only way to the Father. Now, some of you in here need to hear that and trust in Christ today before it's everlastingly too late. But others of you, you're already going the way of Jesus. So the question is not, will you go the way of Jesus? The question is, will you tell others the way of Jesus? You see, there are lost people out there, and the vast majority are not asking you for directions. Think about this with me. 7 billion people on this planet, an enormous, untold number will die never hearing even the name of Jesus Christ. They are lost and without hope if we don't get the gospel to them. And you have friends and neighbors and co-workers and family members who are lost. Most of them have heard of Jesus but have decided to go their own way. And they need to hear of Jesus again and again and again. You need to do everything in your power to convince them to go the way of Jesus, because Jesus is the only way to the Father. And so that's the first truth I want you to understand this morning. The second truth is that since Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, then everything else other than Jesus is these three things. And here they are. First, everything other than Jesus is lostness. Everything other than Jesus is lostness. You know, there are 4 other major world religions in the world besides Christianity. Islam, Judaism, Hinduism, and Buddhism. And there, of course, there are several minor world religions such as Mormonism and Animism. All right? Of course, there's the huge non-religion of atheism, all right? But every single one of these groups perpetuate lostness. They are lostness pretending to be enlightenment. They are lostness masquerading as the way. You see, they all claim to get you somewhere, but they will not get you to the Father. Everything else other than Jesus is lostness. It's lostness. And it's also a lie. So number 2, everything other than Jesus is a lie. Friends, listen, it's not something that we talk about often, but the demonic is real. I mean, Satan and his third of the angelic hosts who fell with him from heaven, they're on a mission. They are running a military-like intelligence operation. And one of their greatest weapons is the lie. They love to twist the truth. They love to put on false information. Right, to put that out there so that people would go the wrong way. It's sort of like on the movies or the cartoons when someone was driving down the road and someone up ahead switched the road signs and they should have turned left to go where they were wanting to go, but the person switched it and told them to go right instead. They lied to them about the way. That's exactly what the demonic is doing. Paul describes the situation this way in 1 Timothy 4. Verse 1 and 2, he says this: But the Spirit explicitly says that in later times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons by means of the hypocrisy of liars, seared in their own conscience as with a branding iron. So friends, we must guard our hearts against deceit. Paul says that this deceit will especially happen in later times, in latter days. And listen, I believe that we're living in the day that he's describing, don't you? Absolutely. I have to believe that the time is short and that soon and very soon we will see Jesus face to face in his second coming. And you better believe that the demonic are even now doubling their efforts. Mark Twain said, a lie can travel halfway around the world while the truth is still putting on its shoes. That's pretty vivid, and I like that. That's true. And that's especially true today, given the technology that we enjoy. But it was Edgar J. Mohn who struck the right balance to Twain's comment. Here's what he said. He said, a lie has speed, but the truth has endurance. Right? And there's one truth. And His name is Jesus Christ. And He will endure forever. Church, He's the victor. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the judge of all things on the earth, above the earth, and below the earth. He is the Lord God Almighty. And a lie doesn't stand a chance against Jesus Christ. Amen? A lie doesn't stand a chance. Yet lies persist and will be allowed for another short while. Until Jesus returns. But until then, we must realize that everything else other than Jesus is a lie. So, everything else other than Jesus is lostness and a lie. And finally, number three, death. Everything else other than Jesus is death. Oh, it looks like they're having a great time. It looks like they're really intelligent. Or it looks like they're super spiritual, but it's death, beloved. It's death in this age. And it's death forevermore in hell in the age to come, where you'll be shut out completely from the experience of God's mercy, grace, and goodness. You will always be dying, but always alive. Always dying, but always alive. There will be unending fire and smoke and agony. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, the Scripture says. The worm of decay will be there and never die there. Always consuming you, but never completely consuming you. This is the way the Bible describes hell to us. But dear one, you must understand that as bad as it sounds, it'll be much worse. God is not exaggerating here. In fact, I don't believe that God even told it all. You see, I believe that God used the most horrid imagery possible from this world, but I believe that words cannot describe how awful it's going to be. Everything else other than Jesus is death. So before you today, you have an option. Jesus or everything else. I want you to understand this morning there are great consequences to your choice. Choose Jesus and you'll know the way and the truth and the life. Choose anything else and you'll know lostness and a lie and death. The direction to the Father has been given to you. It's the path called Jesus. What's your choice? May you follow Jesus all the way to heaven.
Thank you for joining us for this message from Ben Simpson, pastor of West Main Baptist Church in Alexandria, Tennessee. If you would like more information about our church or about how you can obtain other messages, please call us at 615-529-2813. 615-529-2813. We are also on the internet at westmainbaptist.com. As we leave you, may you trust in Christ alone to the glory of God.